Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second, the shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Allen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Power moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Allison reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Killebrew moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Power reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Runnels scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone moves to third. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. The throw from Batty to pick off Malzone, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allison strikes out. 1 out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Batty moves to second. 2 outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner pinch hits for Don Schwall. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Geiger strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stigman strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Power reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Stigman covering. Safe. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clinton strikes out. 1 out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Chuck Schilling. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bressoud hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.